Born in Los Angeles in 1942, Douglas Trumbull grew up knowing his father created the visual effects for The Wizard of Oz. He followed in Dad's footsteps in 1968, designing the outer space effects for Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey.
It was a flat photograph of the real moon. The sun was a hole in a piece of sheet metal with an extremely bright light behind it, and I painted the stars.
In 1977, he created the spaceship over Devil's Tower in Steven Spielberg's Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Steven was reading real reports of UFO encounters. I now look on Close Encounters as weirdly a documentary.
And in 1982, he pioneered urban sci-fi with Ridley Scott's Blade Runner.
I met Ridley and I really liked him. He's an amazing artist and a man of terrific ideas.
To this day, his practical effects hold up better than modern digital effects.
Computer graphics don't necessarily age well because they're only as good as the algorithm of the week. Right. But when you shoot a miniature that's really photorealistic, it ages very gracefully.
Remembering Douglas Trumbull, Jason Fraley, WTOP News.